I mess up, I make mistakes, and I'm a failure, and I am a loser. These are all feelings that we experience of self-judgment. We tend to beat ourselves up and stone ourselves for whatever mistake or little slip-up we make. Now, I just want you to hold on to that thought. There was someone who was very dear to me and really close. And I had looked up to this person and thought so highly of him. This person was my grandma. And she, I'm sure she was just the sweetest, most kind, and loving person I had met on the face of the planet. I mean, just say the word, she would have it done. There. Like none other. I'm sure she was a role model to many, but she was the person I looked up to the most. So from when I was young, we would have our family reunions and our yearly get-togethers. Everything was great. And all I remember, the only thing she would ask for was just simply a hug and a kiss. And when I'd wake up in the morning, she would just say, "Hey, can I have a hug? And can I have a kiss?" And she was just, that's all she wanted was love. Everything was running smoothly. Everything was great. I was happy, and it was like, what could go wrong? But then, slowly, our family started to crumble. Family arguments started coming, and stress just started pounding on our family. And at this time, my grandma started getting sick. One main thing I remember is I'd be walking around my house, and I'd hear my mom talking on the phone. Either, say, in the kitchen or the dining room. I'd turn around, peek around the corner, and just to see what's up, you know? And I'd see my mom, she would just hang up the phone, and she would start crying. Now, I didn't know what to do, so I just ran up to my room, turn on my music, put my headphones in, and try to forget about it, and just pretend nothing happened. So, my grandma slowly started getting better, and our hopes of her health just started to raise, and we thought everything was going to be fine again, but ends up, she stooped to a new low. And at this time, she had been sent to the UCLA hospital down in LA, and around this time, also my uncle had started getting mentally ill, and now, don't get me wrong, he was still a smart guy. He knew his stuff, and he was tricky. I also guess you could say that he started becoming a little bit sinister. And I remember my mom having arguments over the phone just with her brothers and sisters of my uncle. He would try to take my grandma out of the hospital and take her to these lawyers just to get her to sign off these papers so he could get money. I don't know what he wanted the money for, but it was, I don't know, maybe it was his own pleasure, but that's all he wanted. He wanted money. So my brother and my sister-in-law hopped on a plane. They brought my grandma back from LA to Palm Springs, where my grandma had lived, and they started taking care of her. And when they started taking care of her, her health just skyrocketed. I mean, she was getting better, and she could talk, she could walk, you could have normal conversations with her, and everything was going great. So it ends up, my mom and I fly down there as well, and we go and we bring her back home to my hometown in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. Yeah. Let me just forewarn you, full of hicks. So anyways, we're in Bonners Ferry. My brother, my sister-in-law, we all start taking and I as well, start taking care of her. And at this time, my uncle was extremely upset that we had brought her back to Idaho because he couldn't take her away and try to get her to sign off all these papers. So he had just started attacking and stressing out my grandma. And this started putting a lot of pressure on my grandma, and she started becoming more so depressed. And so her health started dropping. And knowing my grandma, if you knew her, she wanted to make everyone happy. And so it was hard to make 7 or 6 other of her children happy, while there's one other who she wants to be happy, but he's just going against all, trying to get money. So all the stress started, caused my grandma to get even more sick, and she even became delirious. And I remember my brother and I were sitting on a couch, and here, so you could see me, pretend this is a couch. So my brother's in the middle, I'm on the left side, my grandma's on the right. And my grandma, I don't know, we're watching TV or something, and my grandma just looks down at the ground. My brother and I are like, what? And my grandma's staring at the ground. She's like, what are you doing down there? Can I give you a hug? Do I need to get down on my hands and knees to beg you to let me give you a hug? And my brother and I are like, grandma, who you be talking to? And she's like, the person down there. She's like, grandma, there's no one down there. Anyways, sweet lady. yeah, and so we would have to be constantly on our feet watching her, because when you're taking care of an old person, you have to be on your feet, because old people, they don't want to worry you, but they have to go to the bathroom a lot. So you got to be on your toes, because they could be just like, I have to go to the bathroom really bad. And you're like, okay, you could have told me earlier, but when you're taking a 93-year-old woman to the bathroom, watch out. Yes, Jeff. Be creative. So one day, a couple of my friends and I, we were at this carnival that the town had put on, and it was at the fairgrounds. And so a couple of my buddies and I, we were just walking all around, having a good time. And they had the big Ferris wheel. We ended up climbing on it, and we got in big trouble and got, with the mayor. No, just kidding. They don't have Ferris wheels. Bonner's Ferry too poor. I mean, seriously, when you have a town full of hicks, just toss a gun range in there, and you have them occupied for the rest of the season. ends up, I get a call from my mom when I'm at the fairgrounds. And she says, Josiah, you need to get to the hospital right away. I'm like, Mom, what's going on? And she said that Grandma passed away. If there's one thing that I regret the most, as much time as I had gotten to spend with her, I never truly got to sit her down and ask her, Grandma, tell me about your life. I never got to truly get to know her. However insincere, undevoted, and half-hearted I may have truly been, and I never got to tell her how sorry I was, but I know if I had that chance, she would have forgiven me right away. Now I have a verse for you. And it is found in Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, and he will forgive generously. Whatever burden you may have walked into this room with, whatever is pushing on your heart, whatever is pulling you down, God will forgive you generously. No matter how much we turn away from God, how much we sin against God, we may think that we cannot be forgiven for those things, for those slip-ups that we make. But God is standing right there with open arms, ready to forgive and accept you. I'm not here to say I'm perfect and that I'm forgiven for everything I do and that I'm a saint, because I am far from it. I'm just here to say, turn, look, and be forgiven. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just hope that, I want to ask that you lift these people in this building up tonight and for the rest of this week. I hope this week will put a positive influence, a permanent positive influence on this whole campus. Not that it'll just be a short-term thing, a spiritual high. We don't need that, God. We want it to be permanent. God, I want you to let these people know that if they come to you, if they fall at your feet, and if they ask for forgiveness, that you will give it to them generously. Amen.